Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're going to kick off tonight's Open House with something entirely unexpected and an entirely different take on the faith bit of our life, faith and culture benchmarks on Open House. This is a church without religion, a congregation that celebrates life rather than God, a godless congregation. It's the Sunday Assembly. This idea began with a couple of comedians in Britain who were quite serious about what they were doing. And revealingly, since then, it's gone viral around the world. Australia is one of the countries jumping on the bandwagon, with Sunday assemblies beginning in Melbourne. Sydney is next weekend. I expect this conversation will tap into the minds and experiences of a surprising number of people in our Open House community. And we're up for a conversation on it to kick off the program tonight, whether there needs to be a different way to church. Have a listen to the whole idea and give us a call, 1300 40 2020. Organisers and participants of the Sunday Assembly say it's the best bits of church with no religion and awesome songs. Their motto is live better, help often, wonder more. One of those involved is organiser Michael Thackeray, who joins us now on Open House. Michael, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Lee.
Give us a bit of a background about how this happened, where and why, Michael.
It all really began with Sanderson Jones and Pippa Evans over in the UK. They're both comedians and they both had a history of attending church. They found, however, that as their beliefs waned, whilst they still really liked church, there was really no place for them. So they came up with this idea that we still like community, we still like songs, we still like tea and cake. Why don't we do that without the religion?
As I said, they are comedians, but they are serious about this. This is not a send-up of anything, really.
No, not at all, actually. I mean, it is a show, in part, but it's a very sincere movement. When they first started up, they expected something like 20 people, and they had something like 100 show up at their first session, and now they're doing this fortnightly with something like 700 people in their congregation.
So. Yeah, and it has taken off around the world.
Absolutely, yes. We have 5 regular meetups that currently exist and are ongoing. And Sanderson Jones is currently on tour, launching 35 more around the world.
Are you surprised with how much this idea has taken off?
I'm excited. I wouldn't say I'm so much surprised. I think as time goes on, the need for something like this in communities is increasing. People still crave community and connection and places where they can be useful to each other, but they're moving away from religion. So we need to kind of come up with new ways to engage in that. We're using the models we've always had, but in a way that's more suited to us, I guess.
Yeah. Why do you think there's been this move away from religion?
I think there's a lot of disenchantment, and I think education has a lot to do with it. People are questioning more and more, why do we do things the way we do things? And is there a better way to do them? I think religion has offered a lot in terms of providing ways to live our lives, providing purpose and meaning, but it's come with a history that often doesn't reflect really well on it.
Which is why a lot of Christian people, like for me, for instance, remain in church but don't consider themselves religious. Is that a curious kind of thing for you? Because I think this is a Christian faith. I don't worship a religion, and there is a big difference between those two.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have a strong history in Christianity. I was part of a church for 21 years, a church which my father was the pastor of and now my brother is the youth pastor of. And I would say, you know, there are those elements of Christianity. But for me personally, as my belief waned, I found it really difficult to stay a part of that community in a sincere way. So I couldn't really belong there in that sense. But I still really wanted to be part of a community. I still really love the people that were in that congregation and wanted to be a part of their lives. So I still want to have those things. But for me, it's difficult to be genuine in that environment when I don't have a belief in the doctrine.
What was it that began the drift for you away from religion?
For me personally, it was very much an intellectual thing. I did a gap year course that was sort of like Bible college. I went on mission for a month. And I decided, you know, if this is what I believe, I really need to take it seriously, do the research and be fearless about it. So I basically followed the truth wherever it led me. And it led me to a place that I wasn't expecting. It led me to a secular position, probably one of agnosticism more than anything. A place where I could confidently say, I'm not 100% sure about any of this, and I have strong doubts about anyone who says they are.
Although it is a faith, which is not proof. No one's got the proof.
No one's got the proof. Yeah, I guess for me, the problem with that was that that didn't distinguish Christianity from any other faith-based system. And I needed a reason to believe what I believe, not an excuse to believe what I believe.
What's your dad said about the Sunday Assembly idea?
We haven't really chatted about it that much. I'm fairly new to the committee, so it's only recently that it's really started to kind of become a bigger part of my life. I have talked to a few of my Christian friends about it, though. You know, they're being quite optimistic. They're being careful to not be cynical about it.
Yes.
They think that in terms of its purpose, it really has a lot of values in line with Christian values and what churches are trying to do as well. So I think in that sense, we're actually allies, I guess, with a lot of existing churches.
Tell us what you do in the Sunday Assembly.
So the Sunday Assembly, you've described quite well. Our motto is to live better, help often, and wonder more. We're hoping that the sermons will, well, the services will reflect that motto. So we'll do songs, which help us celebrate life, help us explore different emotions. But we'll also get in guest speakers who will talk about different facets of life. The theme for our upcoming launch on the 21st of November is wonder. And we're looking at how wonderful it is when humans get together and join in endeavors as a community. So focusing on that aspect. And we'll also do something like a poetry reading or just some reflection time, as well as tea and cake.
Yes, I know. That's an important part.
Absolutely.
I expect there are Christian people listening who would say, it's a wonderful thing that you celebrate the wonder, but who's behind it? What would you say to that?
I would say that everyone's behind it in a lot of ways. We're celebrating life with each other. So there's that community aspect, but also just because we can't necessarily place a personality behind everything, we can still be grateful for it. Like, we still experience all the emotions of awe and wonder and all that. That doesn't change. Whether we can pin that to a particular deity or personality, that's where we might differ. But those feelings of gratitude are still there.
You say that you don't have a doctrine to rely on. So where is the framework of what you teach or talk about? Where does that come from?
It mostly comes from the Charter. But I found in my personal experience, it's not hard to tell people that people want to do good things. People want to love each other. People want to help out. People want to contribute. I find that the difficulty for most people is that they don't have easy avenues to do those things. And I think that's one of the reasons the Sunday Assembly has come into existence. It's to provide people that framework where they can engage in those things, but without necessarily having to give way on their religious beliefs or lack of. Yeah.
For much of the last decade, the so-called new atheists have had a pretty hard and grumpy edge to how they relate. Is the Sunday Assembly something that's trying to wind that back a bit of a kickback against that?
Oh, absolutely. Sanderson Jones put it really well. He said, not believing in God is the least exciting thing that we do at the Sunday Assembly. And the whole objective is that just because you don't have a belief in God or you're not particularly religious doesn't mean you need to be all up in arms about it and grumpy about it. I mean, we're still human beings. We still love each other. We still care about each other. And this is a way of going about that.
You say people don't just go to church to praise God, but to make friends, lay aside differences, sing, clear minds, and they go for ritual. Why wouldn't you want to try to find some of that in a church?
For me personally, I did find a lot of that in church. But when it comes up that, you know, I don't have a belief in God, I don't believe Jesus was the Son of God, I don't believe in sin or the gospel, it's difficult to feel like part of a community where ideas like that, where you don't have them, makes people uncomfortable. And people, as much as they want to accept you and love you through that, struggle with that. And the appeal for me with the Sunday Assembly is that people can believe what they like. Really, that's the point of it, is to be all-inclusive. You can be any religion, and we would love you to come and be a part of things, or part of any culture. So for me, that's the big draw of it, is it's that inclusiveness without this underlying need to be attached to certain ideas.
With the background that you've had in your family and your faith, are there ever any quiet moments where you wonder, what on earth happened to all that? Where'd that go?
Not particularly. For me, it was a very conscious journey. I think I was very aware of what was going through my head. It wasn't easy. I mean, it was very confusing at times. But for me, I was quite thorough about it and wanted to make sure that I did it properly and that I owed it to my values to do that.
What would you say to the Christian church about how it could do its stuff better, seeing that the idea of the Sunday Assembly has come?
My recommendation, and I think the church is doing a lot better than it has in the past, is to really focus on the things that are really important to what would have, in my opinion, would have been Jesus's ministry. So Jesus cared about the poor. He loved unconditionally. When you put these things on the highest list, on the highest priority, so much else fades away. Like the way you treat, you know, the homosexual community, for example, politics and, you know, all these controversial subjects. In light of what I feel are the key tenets of Christianity, those really aren't important. And I think churches need to stop wasting their time on those things and really focus on engaging with the community and just loving people without an agenda.
So I said Sydney's next weekend. Where is it going to be held? The first Sunday Assembly for Sydney.
The first Sunday Assembly at Sydney will be held at Redfern Town Hall. The first session will be at 11 a.m. The second session will be at 1 p.m. We would love to have you all there. Feel free to look us up on Facebook and find out more.
Michael Thackeray, thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lee. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.